Once again this summer, Torn Space Theater Company has put together another Response Performance Festival.
I have not.
Artistic director Dan Shanahan gave details while providing a tour of the company's new addition at the Adam Mickiewicz Dramatic Circle.
We are in our newly renovated design studio. This was a former gas station that we've turned into a conference facility, green room. And this building was just completed in January of this year. And we feel that it's really contributing to this very important corner that we're on, which is Fillmore and Paderewski. And from where you and I are sitting, Jay, we can see St. Stanislav's Church. And if we just tilt our head a little bit, we're looking right at the central train terminal.
When exploring the Response Performance Festival, location, or actually locations, are an important part of the equation. The many facets of the festival, including the sounds produced by Justin Rowland, can be overwhelming. The website, tornspacetheater.com, is helpful, though Dan Shanahan seems to have it all at the ready.
What you can expect is being brought to an entirely new section of the campus. There were some recent acquisitions at Silas City, and so we are fortunate enough to be working in new buildings that the public have never had access to. So this year's production is called Stations, and it will be designed around three specific buildings within the campus of Silas City. One of them is a former washing station for trains, so it's this beautiful cavernous space that amplifies sound, and we'll really be using that to our advantage. We're bringing in a gong percussionist that will be designing these sound vibrations within the train station so that the audience will be confronted by this kind of continual, beautiful state of sound vibrations. Other buildings are allowing us to do large video projections on the side of the grain elevators, and we will be bringing in artists from Berlin and New York to be designing for specific areas within that site, as well as working with some of our very talented company members of Torn Space. But the one, I think, real treat that we're doing this year is we're incorporating a boat ride into this performance. And so we're working with a boat company where we will charter a boat, and this is for select viewing performances. And the audience will be taken along the Buffalo River to get a completely new vantage point of Silas City. We'll be designing a curated soundscape that will be pumped into the boat, as well as beginning the performance on the boat. So Stations at Silas City will be performed August 10th through the 19th. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings. And then the weekend of August 18 and 19, we'll be bringing in the dance company Bridgman Packer, and they'll be performing their dance piece in the back of a 17-foot mobile truck. And that's going to allow us to move the performance around town. So that performance will be done at both Torn Space in our courtyard, as well as at Canal Side. That performance is free. However, people will need to reserve tickets through our website. So we just encourage people to be adventurous, explore Silo City, explore the work that we're doing, because what we're aiming to do is to give people an extremely unique, curated, tailored experience that is unlike anything they've experienced before.
Dan Shanahan of Torn Space Theater. The Response Performance Festival begins Friday at Silo City. For WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.